John made it 5 days. 5 days, one mission, and one false alarm of a replicator attack. He thought about the sex chamber. He thought about Lisa Lozano. Twice, although in all fairness, the second time was only because he nearly whacked her with his tray in the mess. He didn't think about Rodney. Not very much. Well, okay, sometimes. And he felt the shape of the condom in his pocket every time he moved. "I'm sorry," John said, standing in Rodney's doorway. "I thought I could... I mean, I really wasn't going to do this to you again, okay?" Rodney grimaced at him. "Fine, fine, whatever. Get in here." "I think it's getting a little better," John said as he unfastened his pants. "I mean, it's pretty bad tonight, but there were a couple of times I actually thought about women." "Like that means you're cured," Rodney snapped, and yanked his own pants down. "Look, I told you not to be an idiot, okay? You don't have to wait until you're ready to break. I'm a busy man. What are you going to do if I'm working on something when you need your fix?" John froze, his shirt over his head but still caught around his arms. Rodney actually sounded peeved there. Not that it meant he wanted John stopping by more often, of course. He was just being logical. "It's usually worst in the middle of the night," John explained. "Sometimes I work in the middle of the night, or were you too busy sleeping to notice? I'm not saying you have to stop by every night. Just use your brain. I'm pretty sure you've got one in there somewhere." Wow, Rodney really was peeved. "McKay..." Rodney gave him a look and just said, "Do it, John." Which was, wow, was that the first time Rodney had ever used his first name? That was weird. But Rodney was acting like it wasn't a big deal. Rodney was tossing his shirt onto the pile of discarded clothes and wandering off in the direction of his dresser. John took everything off this time, even his watch and his dog tags. Not that he was stalling or anything, but God, this was as awkward as the first two times in its own special way. Because this time he... Well, he hadn't actually been lusting after Rodney, but he'd obviously come a little too close. "Okay, okay, I got it," he said. "I won't let it get this bad again." "Good." Rodney opened his dresser drawer. "All right, listen, I've been thinking about this, and I'd like to try something. You don't have to... I mean... If you don't like it, we can stop any time. Just say something, okay?" And he pulled out what looked like a necktie. Okay, now that wasn't what John had been expecting. At all. "Whoa," he said slowly. "Kinky." "Oh," Rodney said, sounding way too innocent to be standing there naked, holding a freaking necktie. "Is that bad?" Jesus, Rodney couldn't really mean to... What, tie him up? "I don't know. I've never really, Right, right. You've been too busy having perfect sex with gorgeous women all your life to ever need to spice anything up. Okay. I think this will work better if you sit on the bed." John walked over to the bed and sat down. He wasn't really... Well, being tied up wasn't one of his fantasies at all, and he had no idea where Rodney had gotten the idea. Unless it was Rodney's own personal kink, which was... wow. But when Rodney came over, all he did was wrap the tie around John's head as a blindfold. A blindfold? God. John almost protested that he really didn't mind looking at Rodney, but Rodney was busy tying it nice and tight, and he really seemed, well, into it. So John let it pass. "How many fingers?" Rodney asked when he was finally done with his knots. There was maybe a hint of light showing next to his nose, but other than that, he might as well have been in a cave. 12, John said. Rodney didn't even chuckle. "Right, good. Just, can you be a little careful with it? I only have 2 ties, and I already spilled soup on the other one." John rolled his eyes under the blindfold, because if Rodney was trying to be kinky here, he'd just totally blown it. "Okay, Rodney," he said in his best kindergarten voice. "I'll do my best not to chew on your good tie." Right. Well, I think this will work best if you have something to hold on to," Rodney said, and the bed suddenly lurched. "Hey!" John staggered and grabbed for support, and managed not to fall on his ass. "Oh, sorry. Forgot you couldn't see." "Right, because he'd only been the one who tied the fucking blindfold." "I'm trusting you here, McKay."
"Yes, yes, okay, now lie down. No, on your back. And if you need to, you can grab on up here. There's one of those wall panels."
John stretched out on the bed and reached up to find, yes, one of those ancient excuses for wall decoration. His hands found a bit of carving that stuck out, so he wrapped them around it. It actually felt reassuring somehow to have something to hold on to. Anchoring, even if it did mean Rodney could do anything he wanted to with the rest of John's body. John shivered a bit, thinking about that, because he had no idea what the hell Rodney wanted to do, but apparently Rodney wanted to do something, and that was, wow, that was... Except Rodney wasn't doing anything. John had no idea where he even was, except that he wasn't here on the bed. He could be anywhere, doing anything, only he wasn't doing a damn thing.
"Rodney? Am I supposed to just lie here?"
"Yeah," Rodney said from very close by. "Yeah, like that." John felt the bed dip as Rodney sat down, but then... nothing. He waited for Rodney to do something. But Rodney was thinking again, damn it, and if he thought just 1 second longer, John was going to... Oh, God, it was just the slightest touch on his ankle of all places, but it made John's breath catch. Rodney was teasing him on purpose here. And, oh, that was his knee. And he wanted, damn it, he wanted, Jesus, his ribs. John tightened his hold on the wall panel so he wouldn't be tempted to grab Rodney's hand and shove it down where he needed it. Because, okay, this was torture, but it was Rodney's idea, and he wanted Rodney to have ideas, because it meant Rodney had been thinking about him. And maybe not thinking about him the way John had been thinking about Rodney, but beggars couldn't exactly be choosers. And wow, that prickled, that was stubble against his chest. The touches went on, maddeningly unpredictable. A short, sweet stroke down his wrist. A swipe, oh God, tongue, across his nipple. Rodney twitched on the bed beside him. "Is it okay?" he whispered. "Does it feel anything like the ascension device?"
"Yeah," John said. "Yeah," John said, because it was okay. It was better than okay.
But wait, was that what Rodney was trying to do? Imitate the damn sex chamber?
"No, God, no, it's not like that at all."
"Oh," Rodney said in a small, disappointed voice. "Really? Are you sure? Not at all?" John closed his eyes under the blindfold. Wow, Rodney was way out in left field here. He didn't understand at all. But, okay, he was trying, but it really didn't matter what he intended if it was working. And damn it, John needed to be touched again. Right now, for God's sake.
"Don't stop!"
"Right, right, not stopping," Rodney said, and there was touch again, a hand running down John's arm. John turned his face toward the hand, not that he could see, but he wanted, God, he wanted. The next touch was a hand on his chest, warm and firm and slowly sliding downward. Oh, yeah, yes, please. But no, damn it, Rodney was a tease. He was such a tease. Because John's cock was right there, begging for attention, and Rodney was totally ignoring it. Rodney's hand slid down the far edge of John's hip, and then disappeared again. John whimpered, and Rodney stroked his knee, and then, God, his inner thigh, and by the time Rodney's hand brushed his balls, John was desperate, aching, dying for more. He curled his hips up and opened his legs, begging, daring. And for a moment Rodney didn't get it or didn't care, and the only touch was on his goddamn knee again. Then Rodney's hands went away, and the bed shifted, and John heard a sound like a lid opening. He waited, shivering. It felt like ages before Rodney came back, but Rodney settled closer this time, his leg warm against John's hip,
and that helped. John had two anchors now, his hand on the wall panel and the pressure of Rodney's leg. And he could wait. He could wait. Oh, God, he couldn't wait. A soft brush across his collarbone, a stroke of his hair behind his ear. And then finally, thank God, finally, slick fingers on his balls, sliding down. And Jesus, when Rodney went for it, he really went for it, and that was two fingers inside of him, thick and hot and perfect. John tightened his grip on the wall panel and arched up off the bed, straining for more, begging for more, and Rodney curled his fingers, and the inside of the blindfold whited out for a moment. John pushed back, and Rodney let him. Rodney held his fingers right there and let John fuck himself, hard and fast. God, it was good. It was amazing. He could come from just this, and he didn't even care if Rodney knew. Rodney, John panted. Oh, God. It's okay. Hush, it's okay, Rodney said. And then something touched John's lips. A finger, maybe, or a thumb, shushing him. And John knew better. He really did, but he couldn't help himself. He had to lift his head and taste the thumb. Yeah, definitely a thumb. Rodney froze. His fingers stopped moving inside John, and his thumb disappeared. And oh, crap, crap, crap. Oh, God! That wasn't a thumb. That was Rodney's mouth, sweet and tentative, right there against John's. John groaned and kissed Rodney back. Rodney knew everything. Rodney knew everything now. But Rodney was giving him this anyway, and it was dangerous and stupid and the best thing ever. John opened his mouth and touched the edge of Rodney's lower lip with his tongue, and Rodney's lips parted for him, inviting him in. And God, that was... But John couldn't stop, couldn't pull away, couldn't do anything but kiss and kiss some more. Rodney was nipping John's lower lip now, sucking and licking, with his fingers still up John's ass. And God, if Rodney could do this, then surely he could... Jesus, Rodney, John said. Fuck me already. Rodney's mouth stilled against his, and John rocked on his fingers desperately. He couldn't say no, not now, not after all of this. Rodney said, stalling, damn it. I don't actually... I brought a condom, John begged. Right front pants pocket. Rodney pressed his mouth to John's one more time and said, okay, yeah, okay already. And then Rodney was stumbling off the bed and making rustling noises over where John had left his clothes. After far too long, he climbed back onto the bed, a weight shifting the mattress, then a hand on John's thigh. You know, you really could let go of the wall. Aren't you getting uncomfortable? I'm good, John said, because he really was, and what he wanted most right now was Rodney's mouth on his. You want the blindfold? On! Rodney, come on! Rodney's weight settled onto John's hips, and John could feel the blunt head of his cock right where he wanted it. John rolled his hips up, wrapped his heels around Rodney's ass, centered himself, and pulled Rodney in. And damn, it worked. It stung, because Rodney's cock was a lot bigger than two of his fingers. But then it was in, it was good, it was better than good, and Rodney's mouth was warm against his lips. It was too much. It was finally enough. Rodney was over him and inside him and mouth to mouth, and John just squeezed with his legs and twisted and yanked until they were fucking so hard the bed shook. He needed this. He needed it so much, and Rodney was giving it to him, giving him everything, not holding a damn thing back. Rodney broke the kiss and pushed himself up, which had to be easier on his back. But no, he had something else in mind. His hand was hot and hard around John's cock, and John didn't even get the chance to say, not really necessary there, because, oh God, he was coming hard with Rodney pumping into him, and he was still riding the shockwaves of it when Rodney groaned and thrust and came with a shudder that John could feel all the way inside. Rodney collapsed down onto him without a word, and John finally let go of the wall panel, easing his aching arms down to his sides. He wanted to touch Rodney, to rub his back or kiss him, but he'd already asked for too much, and it was enough to feel Rodney's weight on him, to hear Rodney's breathing start to slow against his shoulder. All too soon, Rodney heaved himself up and out, and John was alone on the bed. He lay there for a long moment, feeling his sweat cool, before he finally found the energy to push himself up and reach for the blindfold. Rodney's tie was a crumpled mess. It took John 3 tries to get the knot undone because his hands weren't quite obeying him, but he finally got it and laid the tie out on the bed so he could tug and smooth it back into shape. When it was as good as he could get it, John folded it carefully and set it next to Rodney's pillow. Rodney was still in the bathroom, taking a shower, maybe. John lay back and settled in to wait for him. He didn't even know what he was going to say when Rodney came out. Thanks wasn't really enough, but anything else was... yeah. It was actually pretty funny, in a stomach-lurching kind of way, that he'd ever thought of Rodney as safe. Only maybe no one would have been safe. Maybe he'd been fucking primed. Maybe he was just transferring the goddamned cravings. Because he could feel it, even now. It wasn't so much an itch anymore as a quiet ache, but he wanted. He still wanted. And the thing that he wanted was exactly what he'd just had, as frequently as humanly possible. Christ, he was screwed. Totally, completely screwed. Because Rodney was supposed to be curing him here, not just changing the focus of his addiction. John woke to twisted sheets, a too dim room, and an ache in his arm muscles that meant, oh, right. He sat up in bed. He was stark naked, and he was alone, which meant, no, he could hear a faint snore from the other side of the room. John got up and made his way over to the couch, where Rodney lay curled under a blanket, his shoulders rising and falling with every breath. Rodney, John said, but Rodney just shifted and snored more loudly. John crouched next to him and dared a hand on Rodney's bare shoulder. Rodney smelled like sex, which meant he hadn't taken a shower after all. You should have woken me, John said softly. Your back's going to be killing you in the morning. Rodney snuffled a bit, then went right back to snoring. Right, but Rodney hadn't even tried to wake him, which pretty much set it all right there, especially considering he'd waited until John had fallen asleep before coming out of the bathroom. John straightened and pulled his hand away, only trailing it a little of the way down Rodney's arm. I'll make this up to you, he said. I'll... God, what? What could possibly make up for something this enormous? Look, I'll set you up with a woman. Someone hot and smart. Someone who can appreciate you, damn it. Not that he had any idea who that would be. Not that he wanted... But what he wanted wasn't really the point, was it? Rodney had given him everything tonight. Every goddamn thing. And then gone and freaked out in the bathroom. And if that wasn't fucked up, what was? I'm sorry, John said hopelessly, and then went to find his clothes. Rodney was still snoring softly when he left. Lisa Lozano apparently ate breakfast early. John had skipped his morning run, and there she was, alone at a table at 6:35. He put on his best smile. Mind if I join you? She looked up from the tablet she was working on, surprised. Oh, hi. Sure, feel free. Thanks. He slid into place across from her and took a bite of his bacon, which tasted suspiciously fishy. So how are things over in biology? Lozano smiled. It's been a good month for us ichthyologists. John took another bite of bacon. Yep, still fishy. You wouldn't happen to know anything about the origins of this bacon, would you? She laughed. I'm innocent until proven guilty. Seriously, I think Major Lorne's team traded for it somewhere. He claimed it came from an animal that really almost looked like a pig. It still tastes like fish, John said, and pushed it to the side in favor of his toast. Lozano was finishing up a bowl of the oatmeal John had avoided. So, how are you doing? She asked. You look a lot better. I'm good, he said, and managed to avoid flushing. The less she knew about why he was good, the better. Listen, I wanted to ask you something. Oh? she said, arching an eyebrow at him.
Yeah, John said. It's about Rodney. Rodney McKay?
Oh, Lozano said, in an entirely different tone of voice. She wrinkled her nose.
I thought I told you I don't really know him that well.
Yeah, sure, I know, John flailed. God, this was even harder than he'd expected.
I was just wondering if you knew anyone who was, you know, interested in him.
Interested in McKay? Lozano laughed. You have got to be kidding.
I take it that's a no?
She tilted her head. What is this? Some attempt to get him back for playing that joke on you in the first place?
Oh. Oh, John said. No, no, I'm serious here. The Joker turned out to be someone else.
So you're feeling bad about accusing him and want to make it up to him? Lozano guessed.
John didn't correct her, so she went on.
Listen, John, even if you mean well, Dr. McKay is not exactly popular around the science department. Maybe if he actually took the time to learn our names? But the only woman I can think of is, well, okay, Katie might take him back, but he'd probably have to grovel to get her.
But he's...
Wow, that was just wrong. I mean, come on, there must be someone who would want him. He is a genius, right?
Trust me, Lozano said. It doesn't always translate. In fact, in McKay's case, I'm betting it doesn't translate at all.
Christ, that burned. If she only knew. Did Katie Brown say that?
Not that I heard. It just stands to reason. The man is not exactly humble. I mean, can you imagine him actually bothering to try to find out what you like in bed?
Jesus. John flashed the blindfold, to waiting, breathless, for the next touch.
Yes, damn it. Look, I work with him, and sure, maybe he can come across as a little arrogant sometimes, but he's not really like that. He's really
generous, inspired, game. The kind of person you wanted around when the worst happened.
He's a really good guy, John said lamely.
Lozano gave him a long look, then got to her feet and picked up her tray.
If you feel that strongly about him, maybe you should try dating him yourself. See you around, John.
John stared at her retreating back, the blood pounding in his ears.
God, how did she know? What could she see? Was he walking around with a huge sign on his forehead that said, I have a boner for Rodney McKay?
Crap. He was trying to do the right thing here. He really was. And all he'd succeeded in doing was fucking himself over.
John reached for the nearest thing on his tray and took a big bite of fishy bacon.
Right. It looked like it was going to be that kind of day.